Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We get a lot of this type of question, says producer Eric. Here we go.
This is from Kate. I'm trying to figure out if I should, one, apply right now with my current score and not retake the LSAT, and two, retake the LSAT in January, or three, wait until next cycle.
Okay, I'm going to say probably two and three both.
Yep. Let's take a look. Okay, so Kate, I have a 3.9 GPA and took the October LSAT. I got a 166, but was consistently practice testing around 169 to 171. I have a few schools on my list for which I'm already targeting, and have applications prepared to send out to them right now. Should I sign up to retake the LSAT in January with the hope of applying to more schools then? I wanted to be a stronger applicant and potentially crack top 20 schools. I'm also trying to factor in that the schools I will be applying to right now will most likely hold my application until I take it in January if I go that route. I am in no huge rush to go to law school as I like my job in consulting, but anxious that I will be even further into my late 20s when I graduate if I delay another year. Additionally, I'm trying to factor in how applying later affects scholarship potential. Any advice would be appreciated. Wow, this is an easy case. I hate to say it, but Kate has everything in her favor to delay, right? She wants to go to a top 20 school. Okay, well then you need to apply with your best LSAT score, not with your 166. You have no huge rush to go to law school. You like your current job. You're in your late 20s, which is not old at all. So
she's talking about graduating in her late 20s, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, she's not.
Even if she waits, she's still going to be graduating in her 20s.
I quickly read that and just thought that she was in her late 20s now. She's going to be late 20s when she graduates from law school. Okay. You're just continuing to pile on to the argument to wait. Do the best you can. Yeah.
It's like, it couldn't be more of a no-brainer to wait. You need to take the LSAT again. I mean, it's unfortunate that you took it in October and then not in November, because our philosophy is always going to be, you've got five chances to take it in 5 years. Law schools only care about the highest score. You're always going to be getting some score within your range. You know that the range is going to go up and down, and shit can happen on the day of the official test. So you need to plan on taking it multiple times. But instead, people just register for one test and then wait for their results. And then now it's too late to sign up for November. So now she's considering whether to sign up for January. The deadline for that is coming up, by the way. And she's thinking about like possibly taking it one more time. I mean, you need to think about taking it in January and February and April and June, if necessary.
Yeah.
Because you need to get yourself a score that shows what you're capable of. That 166 is going to make your 3.9 so sad. That 3.9 is great. 3.9 could like open the doors at plenty of top 20 schools. But 166 is holding you back a lot. And 170, boy, it just transforms your application. So you've got so much upside in taking the LSAT again. And you're so, so young. There's so many people who go to law school in their 30s, even in their 40s. You're going to graduate in your 20s. What difference does it make if you start your legal career at 28 versus 29 versus 27? Makes no difference.
Yeah. The other thing here too is that you're practice testing in the 169 to 171 range, right? Which means you're already ready to take the test again and potentially get in the 170s. But you're going to be studying between now and the January test and the January test and the April test and the April test and the June test. So that practice test range is almost certainly going to go up as you're taking your official test. So you're just going to continue to move, I think, even beyond 170.
And potentially beyond cracking the top 20.
Yeah.
I mean, we have seen students like this find another 10 points of LSAT improvement. And all of a sudden now you're applying with a 3.9 and a 176.
And the top 10 are trying to crack you.
Right. Exactly. Anything more for Kate before we wrap it up?
Nope. Hopefully our advice is clear.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.